39 Boy Scouts and their leaders who were camping this weekend in Utah were buried in the snow caves they'd dug after a huge overhang of snow collapsed and covered the entrances to the caves. All of those trapped were rescued. None were injured. 17-year-old Josh Hunsaker of Troop 385 in Nibley, Utah, says the scouts hiked up Friday afternoon. They dug their caves into a cornice of snow and settled in for the night.
We heard a bang at about 11 o'clock, and we weren't sure what it was, but we could still see light through the door of our cave, so we didn't think it was anything too big. But then at about 3 o'clock in the morning, we heard a rumbling, and we went back to sleep after that because we were too tired. But about a half hour later, one of the leaders I was in the cave with woke up, and he realized that he couldn't see any light anymore. So he woke up the other leader, and they started looking for a way out. They tried digging their way out the entrance, and it didn't work for them. And so they ended up punching their way out the air hole in the top of the cave, the vent hole.
Now, how big was this cave that you were in?
The cave that we were in was probably about 8 to 10 feet by 8 to 10 feet. It was a square cave, pretty much.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
So you're in this cave. You've got two adults in the cave with you. And they're digging out of the air hole. What are you doing?
I was sleeping at that time. I didn't realize anything had happened.
Really?
And then once they had the vent hole cleared and they'd poked their head out and knew we could get out, then they woke me up. I think they were worried about scaring me if they woke me up and said, "We just heard the snow come down and we can't get out."
So what did you think when they did wake you up and tell you what had happened?
I was too tired to understand what they were really telling me. The one leader woke me up and said, "The snow came down. We had to climb out through the vent hole, and we need to go help everybody else." Some scouts from the other troop apparently got out before we did, and they went and called search and rescue. But we were the first members of our troop to wake up and get out of our cave. So the whole surface of the mountain had changed. There used to be trails that people had packed down and caves all throughout the snow. And when we woke up, the whole surface of the hill was just flat, and so we weren't even sure where to start looking. But we knew they had plastic snow sleds outside the doors of their caves. And so we started probing with the handle end of our shovel in the snow trying to find them.
When you finally did make contact with the folks who were inside, what did they say?
They were all sound asleep. Everybody whose cave we dug into, it was just perfectly quiet in there. And we turned on a flashlight and shined it around and said, "Hey, wake up. The snow's come down. You need to hurry and get dressed and hurry and get out of your cave because more snow might come down."
And it's the middle of the night at this point still.
Yeah, this was at about 3:30 in the morning that we dug out of our cave.
So pitch black.
Yes.
And was it snowing?
It was. It was kind of snowing, but there was 60-mile-an-hour winds in the canyon at that time, and it was just blowing ice off the top of the hill at us and just whipping our faces. One of the leader's beards was just absolutely full of snow.
Have you done some second-guessing after the fact here, thinking maybe that wasn't a good spot to build these caves if it was underneath this ledge of snow?
The whole reason we dug there was because the cornice was there, and that creates lots and lots of snow right up at the top of the hill. Even when down at the bottom of the hill, it may only be 5 feet deep, but you can still dig 10 feet into the mountain.
This sounds like a pretty frightening thing that you went through.
It was pretty scary when we didn't know. We've done a lot of laughing about it since then, but when we didn't know where anybody was, and we thought there was a chance that caves might have actually collapsed on boys, it was pretty tense for about an hour and a half there.
Josh Hunsaker, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Josh Hunsaker of Nibley, Utah, one of 39 Boy Scouts and leaders who escaped injury after their snow caves were covered under an avalanche of snow. Tomorrow, Josh Hunsaker will become an Eagle Scout.